You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Over 20 years ago, when I was pregnant with my son, Cody, I knew in my heart that I was going to be a breastfeeding new mother. But when my baby came out and was immediately attached to my breast, oh my gosh, although it was so beautiful and strange phenomenon, the feeling of it, I realized as much as I was prepared and wanted to do it correctly, I really knew nothing about breastfeeding. Today we have Dia Michaels of Platypus Media to share her best tips on breastfeeding so expecting mothers can feel more at ease about nursing her newborn. Dia, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
You know, when I started nursing Cody, and he was full term, so he was almost 10 pounds in baby weight. It was incredible how big he came out. But, you know, I knew that he was quite unhappy right in the beginning, get-go, because he was always hungry, and he just couldn't get enough. And after about 7 days of this, him gnawing at me, constantly wanting to nurse, I realized something was wrong. And I realized that, in fact, I took him to a lactation consultant, and they found that he had a tongue that was tied.
Interesting.
And that he wasn't able to nurse properly and get enough milk out of my breast. Because if anyone out there have ever tried to even put, as an adult, a bottle with a nipple tip, and you try to suck milk out of a bottle, it's incredibly exhausting. Have you ever tried it? I don't know if you've tried it yet.
Not recently.
But it's exhausting. So without that amazing muscle of that tongue to pull and express the milk out, my son was not happy. But sure enough, as soon as we had to clip his little frenulum, which is that little ligament that ties the tongue down to the bottom of the mouth, as soon as we clipped it a little bit, he was in such joy. I mean, it was incredible. But nursing, I mean, as a new mother, I knew nothing about this unless I had to take him to a specialist to find out. But I think you probably sharing with all of your new moms, this is such a natural phenomenon, natural part of nature and life, that we need to use that to help our body as well as our children. Tell us
this is the irony, is people see breasts exposed all the time. They see them exposed in beer commercials. They see them exposed at the beach. They see them exposed in car commercials. There's not any shortage of breasts being exposed. The shortage is of breasts being used for the teleologic purpose, right? The purpose of breasts is to provide the protection for the mammary glands and the delivery system for the milk. So what happens is women grow up seeing breasts constantly and being ashamed and terrified to feed their child. So again, you've got this complete crisis in expectation versus reality. And so until we normalize breastfeeding, and specifically breastfeeding in public, how are you supposed to know what it looks like? How are you supposed to know it's normal? How are you supposed to know it's not a big deal? You buy a nursing tank top, and you go about your life, and you feed your baby when your baby's hungry. So the two things that have undermined breastfeeding so much have been the routine separation of mother and child, primarily because of work, and the sexualization of the breasts, so that women are terrified to even use them for what they are meant for. Could you imagine not using your fingers to hold things?
Right.
I mean, it's just absurd. It's absolutely absurd. But
well, you're absolutely right about that. And what we want to do is we want to be able to, you know, share with our mothers that it's so natural and it's a beautiful process, and you can help your baby and your body so much. So what kind of tips can you give us for breastfeeding success? That's how you call it, breastfeeding success.
You know the rule that says that if you want to be thin, you should have thin friends. And if you want to be well-read, you should have friends who read books. And, you know, if you want to eat healthy, you should have friends that eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We are social beings, and there is nothing more important than community. The number one thing you need in order to be able to breastfeed successfully is to have some people in your life who support that decision. So whether it's family or friends, or you find a local La Leche League group, La Leche League is a mother-mother support group. They're all over the country. It's a volunteer organization. But you cannot do it in a vacuum. You cannot do it alone, and you cannot do it without support. So, you know, finding somebody like you, you know, who is a professional, can be supportive, is very valuable. But really, it's knowing that you can sit down next to somebody who's also comfortable nursing. You can call somebody who gets it. It's all about community. And people do what is normal in their society. So, you know, there could be a little micro society, right? But if your mother-in-law and mother were formula fed and they're the ones that are coming to help with the baby, it may be more of a challenge than if you can bring some people in. And it could be a doula, a postpartum doula. It could be, you know, a La Leche League meter. It could be a lactation consultant. It could be signing up for a breastfeeding class or going to a breastfeeding cafe or finding, you know, a program where the nursing mothers. But you just can't do it alone. It's too hard. Too hard to do anything alone.
That's what I realized, obviously. And, I mean, I was so concerned for my babe. And being a doctor, I still didn't know enough, right? Now I'm an expert on latch. You can call me a latch consultant because a lot of my postpartum women and with their babies, they come in and we work on it and get them feeling better about, you know, and comfortable with their breast positioning and all that. Well, you've got some books on breastfeeding, and you've got even a book specifically called Breastfeeding at a Glance. This is found on your website, platypusmedia.com, but you also mentioned La Leche League. I remember La Leche League. I went to, and I read about so much of it, and they're so helpful. You mentioned about there's like a yearly conference too, isn't that right?
Well, there's conferences all over the country that are regional, put on by the states. I was just at the La Leche League of Southern California conference, and that's a wonderful one. But there are groups all over, and really the first thing would be to call the 800 number for La Leche League. I don't have it handy. I think it's like 1-800-LA-LECHE. We can look it up. But that's a great place to find support. I know certainly in a lot of cities there are breastfeeding centers, But finding the resources. You mentioned Breastfeeding at a Glance. Actually, the more popular book of mine is called Breastfeeding Facts for Fathers, which is another one that's a little more current. But I've got If My Mom Were a Platypus, which looks at birth and breastfeeding in nature, and then Breastfeeding Facts for Fathers is another one. But there are resources out there, so it's just a matter of hooking into some breastfeeding support so that you're not doing it alone.
Right. That's great. I mean, this is World Breastfeeding Awareness Month, so there's a lot of information going into the internet. And the one thing I wanted to talk to you about in for the last 30 seconds, the difference between the American Academy of Pediatrics and the World Health Organization, what the length of time they recommend of breastfeeding.
Well, let's back up. So America is 33rd. In the rating of lactation by countries. We have about 3 out of 4 women that ever start breastfeeding. 35% are doing it exclusively at 3 months, and way, way less than half by 6 months. So our numbers are not particularly impressive. In a country like Sweden or Finland or Norway, it's pretty much 100% are nursing and 80% at 6 months. So first of all, you have to understand that while we're a world leader in many things, we are not world leaders in breastfeeding. That said, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends 6 months of exclusive breastfeeding, followed by a minimum of 1 year of combining breastfeeding with foods after 6 months. But the rest of the world finds that far short.
I know, we know that. So sorry, Dia, that we're cutting you short. This is great information. Thanks for joining me today on Wellness for Life, platypusmedia.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne right here on Radio MD.